We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We had on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis that the Gemara says different klolim in psak, we paskin like. For example, if you have Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, you always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, you paskin like Rabbi Yasi. You have Rab Yehuda v'Rab Shimon, you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And these are different examples of the klolim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Masharshia says, we do not hold it as klolim. So the Gemara says, how do we know? How does Rabbi Masharshia know this? They do not hold of these klolim, these rules. So the Gemara is attempting to bring a raya and show that Rabbi Masharshia is right, that we don't say these rules. So the Gemara is up to the raya number three, on top of the Om Mem Zayin or Om Aleph. Four lines from the top. Ela Mahad Tanam. Let me to the Mishnah. Hamniach es beisoy, v'holach lishbois b'yacheres. The halacha is that if we have a bunch of houses in a courtyard, you're not allowed to carry things from the courtyard into your house because the courtyard belongs to everyone who in the complex, everyone who owns houses there, and your house belongs to a yachid. That's your own private domain. So the way to make that you could carry from the chatzah to the bayi is to make an erev chatzeris. That means you collect from everyone who gives bread together, you put it into one house, and it all becomes a courtyard of one house, therefore you carry from the courtyard into the house. Now what happens if one of the guys who was supposed to be participating in the Erev did not participate in the Erev, and he left for Shabbos? If he's here for Shabbos, then it's for sure a problem. The question is here, he didn't participate in the Erev, he's not here for Shabbos. So that's the machlokes with different shitas, what the halach is. So let's see what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah later on, the Masechta Tanan, Hamniach es beis, so someone who left his house before Shabbos, v'holach lishbois b'ir acheres, and he went for Shabbos to a different city. Echad nachri v'echad Yisrael, say if he's a goy or if he's a yid, oyser. The halacha is even a goy asks a chatzah. And the way you take care of a goy is without an erev. The way you take care of a goy is by making a schiris. You rent his property from him. But like upon him, even though this goy or this yid is in a different city, still asks everyone the chatzah and they can't carry. Div Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda ain't oyser. Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't asker since he's not here. And they like the Mesiach Das from their Rishus Nachotze, and therefore does not Aser. Sayyagoy and Sayyid is not Aser. Rabbi Yisrael, it depends. Nachri Oyser. Nachri, even if he's a different city, Aser. You know why? Because he might come back on Shabbos. He drives on Shabbos, he goes out of his Tchum on Shabbos, he might come back on Shabbos, therefore he's not Mesiach Das. Yisrael ain't Oyser, but he's not Derech Yisrael Lover B'Shabbos. Because Yisrael doesn't come from one city to another city on Shabbos, therefore it's called a Hesach Das. Rav Shimon Omer, a fourth street, and he holds even a bigger kula. Even if he's in the same city for Shabbos, but before Shabbos he left and went to his daughter's house for Shabbos. So he holds that even if you're not here, but you're in the city, you're not in your house, that's enough. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So we have four shitas. One man Yom holds that it asers no matter what. The other man holds doesn't ask there if it's a different city. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends if it's a Yid or a Goy. Rabbi Shimon says even in the same city, if he's in a different house, he doesn't ask it. And Vamar Rav Chaim Vaguri Yom Rav, Halacha K'Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Shimon. And who argues Rav Shimon over here? We have here Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue. Both of them are stronger than Rav Shimon, like we learned in the Klalim and the rules yesterday. Oman Palagalahel, Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amris, we said Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. And we said that if we have Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Yehuda. So how could Rav Chaim bar Guri Amar Rav say we pass like Rav Shimon? And Rashi speaks out, we could have asked also, we should have passed like Rav Yasi. So this is Rav Masharshia's Raya, that these rules don't hold water. They're not true. So tomorrow, my kusha, what's the kasha? Dilma Achinami, like we answered before, Heched Itma Itma, Heched Lo Itma Lo Itma. Those rules are only if we don't have a clear psak. But here, we have a clear psak. We don't need those rules. So again, it's not a Raya, those rules are not true. And those rules are only when you don't know. When you have a clear psak, you don't need those rules. So Elamaha, so we'll try another raya. Elamaha, a Mishnah later on in the parak, the Tanai, I'm going to the Mishnah. As we've spoken about before, there's two ways to make an Erev. Either by going with your feet to that spot and koina shvisa there, or by putting your food there. So it says in the Mishnah, Vazel sha'omru a'oni ma'ar v'raglov. Rameya oimer ein onu ein lonu al oni. Rav Meir holds that to make an Erev, you need to have to use food. If a guy is so poor, he has no food, then he could do Beraglav. He can make a Shvisa with his feet. Mashenkin or Osher, someone who has money, is not allowed to make an Erev Beraglav. That's Rav Meir's Shita. Rav Yehuda, we know, Echad Oni v'Echad Osher loy omur ma'ar v'mepas, el ha'kal al Osher. Rav Yehuda says, Echad Oni v'Echad Osher is allowed to make an Erev Beraglav. Loy omur ma'ar v'mepas, el ha'kal al Osher. The only reason they were misakin this whole idea of making Erev a pass is to make it easier for the usher. If he doesn't want to go out there, he can send the shliach, send a messenger out there for him, and send the agent for him to make the Erev. Shlo yotza. But Yav Raglov doesn't go out himself to do Erev Raglov. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Umasi lo Rav Chiyah bar Ashi l'Chiyah bar Rav, kamei de Rav. And Rav Chiyah bar Ashi was teaching this Mishnah to Chiyah bar Rav for a Rav. And he said Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Echad Oni v'Echad Asher. They both could do Erev Baraglov. They don't dafka need food. Even an usher could use Baraglov. V'amalei Rav. And Rav told them, Sayim bahanami lach Rav Yehuda. And end off halach Rav Yehuda. So what's the question? The question is, if you have those rules, then we know we always pass the Rav Yehuda, klapi Rav Meir. So then the shail is, why did Rav have to speak out at all and tell his son, we pass the Rav Yehuda? We know those are the rules. Tati lamali. He told me the rule is when you have a mayor Rav Yehuda, pass Rav Yehuda. So why did Rav have to speak out halach Rav Yehuda? So it's a raya that those rules are not true. So the Gemara, my question, why that's not shver either? Dilma Rav less lehane klali. Rav didn't hold those klalim, therefore we had to speak it out. But that doesn't mean that Rav Yechanan, as I'm sure with the Rav, the one who said the klalim before, like Rashi speaks out, is Rav Yechanan. And we have Rav Yechanan and Rav. You could pass it like Rav Yechanan. Doesn't mean Rav Misharshi is saying the klalim are not true because Rav didn't hold of it. Okay, Rav didn't hold of it, but Rav Yechanan did hold of it. So why is that a kasha? So we're still up the creek trying to figure out why Rav Misharshi did not like these rules. Elamaha, maybe it's from the following thing. Tonight we went to the Mishnah in Yevamos, and this is the basis for something called Havchana. The halach is that between two marriages, you have to wait 3 months. Why? Because it takes 3 months for a Isha to show that she is pregnant. And therefore, you want to make sure when someone gets married that she's not pregnant, because then we're not going to be sure who this child's from, the first husband or second husband. And the other nafkamin is also regarding Yevama and Chalitza, as we learned the Mishnah, we'll speak it out. But this is the Mishnah of Havchana. Tonight we went to the Mishnah. Hayevama, a Yevama is a lady who dies without children, a lady whose husband dies without children, and the halacha is that the husband's brother has to either marry her and or give her chalitza. But when the minute she dies, maybe she's pregnant, maybe she'll have a child. So you have to wait a little bit. Hayevama loisach loitz, you shouldn't do chalitza, loisyavim, you shouldn't do yibum, atriyu loisloisha chadashim, until 3 months passes. Why? Because you want to make sure she's not pregnant. Because if she is pregnant, then she doesn't need chalitza or yibum. And Rashi asks, okay, yibum we understand, you can't do right away, because on the side that she's going to have a child, then it's also to yibum. It's eshes ach. It's your brother's wife, which is also. It's only mutar makom mitzvah. But why can't you do chalitza? What are you wrong doing chalitza? So Rashi explains, because if you do chalitza and you land up having a child, it comes out that this chalitza wasn't needed. If it wasn't needed, really, she's allowed to marry a kohen. So she's going to go marry a kohen, but someone might see the chalitza and not know about the child, and they're going to think someone who has chalitza is allowed to marry a kohen. So therefore, they said, always wait 3 months between the death and the chalitza. V'chein shar kol nashim, all ladies who are getting remarried, lo yinasu v'lo yisarsu, shouldn't get married and shouldn't even do kedushin, at yu l'shoy shechadashim, until they have 3 months. Echad besulois v'echad ba'ulois. Say if she's a besula stole or she's a beula, echad amonos v'echad grushois. Say if she's a amonos, say if she gets divorced or if her husband dies, echad arus v'echad sui. Say if this divorce or if this death happened after erusin or after nesuin, and either way, so it really is like a loy plug, because the truth is, if someone's only has kedushin and doesn't have nesuin, so really there's no real tzad that she is pregnant. But still, the halach is, even after Kedushin, you still should not get married for 3 months. And the reason is, it's like a loy plug. That's what this man the Yama holds. It's a loy plug. And not only that, you can't even get engaged. You can't even get engaged with loyis arsu. Even though if you're getting engaged, you're not going to have a shy love afchana either. But again, also, that's part of the loy plug. And therefore, this man the Yama holds, you can't do anything for 3 months. That's the Tanakam. Rav Yehuda, no, depends. Nesuois yisarsu. If she was married once, then yisarsu. Only do erisin, because you have to have avchana, make sure that the child will be from the second husband. Va'arusois yinasu. But if she's only arusa, then she even can get married. Chutz ma'arusa should be Yehuda, pesha liba gaspa. Besides, for someone who in the Yehuda who was only engaged, in those days, they used to get together and get very close because they wanted them to be recognize each other when they got married. So it's possible she got pregnant even as Arusa. So by Arusa Shev Yehuda, there, they also have to wait 3 months. But it's Shliva Gaspa. So that's the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is Mekel, and he holds that Nesuois could get engaged, and Arusas could even get married. Rav Yehuda Yomer, Kol Anoshim Yisarsu, Chutz Mena Amono, Mepnei Evil. So what Rashi learns is that he argues on Rav Yehuda, and he holds that Arusa cannot get married, can't get married. But he holds that, like Rav Yehuda, that a regular Noshim could get engaged, besides for Amono, shouldn't get engaged because it's still an Avelis first. So for 30 days, shouldn't get engaged. So that's the three shittas in this Mishnah. Vamrina, Rabbi Lazar, like all of the Joshua. There was a story, etc. Rabbi Lazar didn't go to Rabbi's Radish. Ask the Lord of Asi that would call me. He found Rabbi Asi standing there. Omalei, my Omalei, my Joshua. What did they say today in the Beit Medish? Omalei, he said, Hochi Omar Rav Yechon, Halacha Krav Yesi. Rav Yechon said, today we passing like Rav Yesi. Which means Rav Yesi was a Shita that held that the Arusais could get married, that all Nashim could get engaged, besides for Amona Pnei Evil. And we spoke out that no one could get married. That those arguments are reviewed, no one get married, but they could get engaged besides for Amona because of Evil. And the Gemara Ksadik, Mechlal, the Pasuk Rabbi Yesi, Mechlal the Yechida Apollo Galah. Must be, it's a one against one, because if Rabbi Yesi against a Rabbim, we would not Pasuk like Rabbi Yesi. And Agav, the Gemara actually said before, one of the rules were that Rabbi Yosi, you pass me Rabbi Yosi even Kenega Chavei Rav. So if you look at Tosis Mem Vav Mem Beis, Diver Maskel Ker Rabbi Yosi, Tosis asks this question, and he says, "V'ha Dama LeKamon Om Rabbi Yechon Alach Ker Rabbi Yosi Mechal Diyichida Palagla Asik Rabbi Yakar Ve'idi." It's going to get different Mandi Oma, which is the Mandi Oma later on. There, Rabbi Yakar Ve'idi said, "Stama that just we pass him like Rabbi Yosi, not Mechavei Rav." Balk upon him, that's your Zaitik. We didn't finish the Kasha yet that Rabbi Misharshia could have technically from here. Because it says, just the story was that in the Beis Medrash said, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Mechlad Yechidah Apologala. And Mar says, and yes, I'll show you that it's Mechlegas Yechidah. The name who argues on Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Meir. But Tailant and Abraisa. There was someone who was married, but she used to hang around her father's house a lot. She wasn't a sugar marriage, they were separated. Or she was always angry with her husband. Or her husband was older. Or sick. Or she was sick and couldn't have children. Akara, she was muhsik to be akara. I mean, she married three people and she didn't have children. Or as a Zakena, she was older. Katana, she was too young to have children. Or the islandess, or she had Simoni islandess. Simoni of Isha can't have children. Like Rashi says, that she doesn't have Cyrus and Odadim. So she was the islandess. Or she took a kais shal ikrim. She drank something. She couldn't give birth. Or her husband was in jail. Or she had a miscarriage after her husband died. So all these type of situations, there's basically no tzad havchana because either the husband was sick or they were angry at each other or she couldn't have a baby. So here, she's able to get married right away. Still, Tanakama says, kulon tzrichin lahamta gimel chadashim. You have to wait 3 months. Atz havchana. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yosi matir li'ores v'linosim miyad. Rav Yosi is matir, you could get engaged, and you get married, miyad. And you don't make exer. Agad, this is a shtickle stira Rav Yosi, here Rav Yosi before. Because before it's mashmad, they only get engaged, but they can't get married. So Tosfos and Yevamos, Daf Mem Beis, asked this kasha. And because of that, he wants to change around the pshat that we said before Rav Yosi from Rashi. He wants to argue on Rashi. And if you look at this tiny Tosfos right here in the Amid, Tosfos is barring this question. He says, Rav Yosi mat l'oros v'miyad v'ein l'harach kan. It's not our sugya to be marach in this, because we're just bringing this in for halacha l'maisas and not for the details of the story. Balk upon him, what's the negeos? So what do you see? He passed in Rav Yosi. Amrit Rameir v'Rav Yosi aloch Rav Yosi. You already said it already, Rav Yosi aloch Rav Yosi. So why do you have to repeat over? Rav Yechon has to tell us over that aloch Rav Yosi. We know already we passed Rav Yosi k'nega Rav Meir. So why do you have to speak it out? It must be those rules are not true. So the it's also not fair. Why not? My kosha dimala fuki mid Rav Nachman Mashmul. Maybe the reason why you have to speak out here clearly, you passed Rav Yosi and not like Rav Meir, even though you could have just relied on the regular rules, why do you have to speak it out? There's a fact that we always go like a Meir when he has Gzeira. And these din of Avchana, since it's like a loyal plug, it's really a Gzeira because these things a lot of times not possible to have children. Still, he said it was Asr because it's Gzeira. So maybe here, even though the rule is usually passing Rav Yosi, maybe by Gzeira we pass like a Meir. And therefore, you have to speak it out. So again, this is not a Raya, not like the rules. So Gemara tries to bring one more Raya. Elamaha. The Tai, learned in a Braisa, Mesech Tzvarizara. Holchin li Yerichal Nachrim. You're allowed to go to a fear that they made on the day of the Yontuv Avodah Zarah. They made a big sale, and if you go by there, maybe it looks like you're supporting the Avodah Zarah, but you're still allowed to go. V'loichim en behema avodim shvachis, let it buy animals, servants, and shvachis, bought them houses, sodas, kramim, fields and vineyards, v'koizim al v'koizim, even let it write it in their bezdin, in their courts, even though you are giving them chashivas. Why make sure matzal meyodim? Because you are saving these things from them. Like Rashi's two pshatim, either because it's an Eretz Yisrael and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you're taking away their fields and their houses and their property, which makes Eretz Yisrael get better, or you're making them less. So you're allowed to buy stuff from the guy, according to this Mishnah, even in Makkim that it's put into their courts, because you're making them weaker. Maya Kayin, if he was a Kayin, Tamim Chutz La'aretz, Lodim La'aramam. If he's a Kohen, he's allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, even though Chutz La'aretz is a Rabbanon, we say a Kohen shouldn't go to because he might be walking on a kever. Still, he's allowed to go there to fight with them. Because also, again, we're saving property from the hands. Just like you go into Chutz La'aretz, even go to Beis HaKvaros. You're allowed to walk, as a Kohen, allowed to walk into Beis HaKvaros, the cemetery Mamish. Tumah D'Oraisa, that's Tumah D'Oraisa. There's no heter for a Kohen to walk into Beis HaKvaros. Elevates a pras there at bottom in a field that we knew there was a cave there and it was plowed up. That's the bottom tame. And let it go, let it do the bottom. But mokim, this type of case where you're trying to do a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Umetami lisa Yishuv lume Torah. You also let it go into these derabon de gatumas in order to marry a lady, because that's a mitzvah, and also to learn Torah. That's only if you don't find anyone in Eretz Yisrael to teach you Torah. You shouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz and shouldn't go to Beis HaPras if you can find someone here to learn. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda's no. If you have someone here who can teach you Torah, you're allowed to be mitami yourself. You're not zechler from everyone. Certain people know how to say a shir that's short, that mesuder, like Rashi says, yes, Rav Shemishnose, Sedura, Befiv, Vishayna, Tamidar, Ksara, can say it in a concise way. And therefore, just because you have a Rebbe here, maybe all the Rebbe is better, and therefore you let it go even over the Rabbanim for that. Vam Rav Yasi, a story of Maisa, Yasiv Akoyin, Shalchet, a Rabbi Litzaydin. He went to Litzaydin, which is in Chutz La'aretz, Lumay Torah, to learn Torah. And on this it says, Vam Rav Yechna, Lach Rav Yasi, Pasach Rav Yasi. And the question again is, Lomali. Why do you have to tell me Lach Rav Yasi? Vam Rav Yehuda Rav Yasi, Lach Rav Yasi. Always say it. Rav Yehuda Rav Yasi, Pasach Rav Yasi. We have those klalim. So it must be those klalim, no one holds those klalim, because you already have to speak it out. So the more no, I'm a bite. It's a Zatach, I mean, I'm a Mistisim. Maybe those klalim only for Mishnah. But Bryce, I'm a loy. By a Bryce, you don't say those klalim. Come on, well, even by a Bryce. Okay, so now we're back. What's Rav Mishnah actually talking about? I'm putting the girsa of different gear. So the Gemara says, "Ella Rav Masharshia lesnu lahani klalim nolei." How does he know that he doesn't hold his klalim? So the Gemara hachikam Rav Masharshia. What does that mean? Hani klalei lav divra kolnenu. These klalim are not divra kol. The Rav, like we said before, Rav less the klali. From that Rav had to teach his son the halacha Rav Yehuda there. So we see Rav doesn't hold the klalim. So Rav Masharshia never meant less lahani klalei don't hold the klalim. See like this, not everyone holds the klalim. Because you see from Rav he doesn't hold the klalim. But avada these rules are taka true. And most of them hold of it. Rav didn't hold of it.